I'm going to ask Brother John Hasty to come up and play a song for us, one of his own choosing, and hopefully put us in the mood of reverential closing of a day of some wonderful activity. I think we've been blessed by the speakers, the talks that have been given, the rich fellowship that's been made available here. We know we wouldn't have any of this if it were not for our Heavenly Father's permission. And I know many of you came from long distances, and we're grateful for all the support we get from you all. And we just like to, well, we'll just go ahead and turn it over to John, if you would. You want to do it with or without a microphone? I can. Okay.
I've always been willing and really preferred the piano to our hymn. But at the same time, there's a hymn that I've wanted to do the guitar with, and I've never did it before. So if I can get these words where I can see them. You might ought to be holding the book rather than the mic. I'm sorry. that 47, Jesus is mine, it's some very good words. And if we're just doing one hymn, I would think that would be a good one. You can help me sing. Fade, fade each earthly joy, Jesus is mine. Dark is the wilderness, Jesus is mine. Where we at? Absent the resting place, Jesus alone can bless. Jesus, I can't read that. Jesus is mine. Okay, got my pick turned over. We'll try it again. Number two. Tempt not my soul away, Jesus is mine. He is my only stay, Jesus is mine. Perishing things of clay, born but for one brief day, pass from my heart away, Jesus is mine. Farewell, you dreams of night, Jesus is mine. Dawn is the dawning light, Jesus is mine. All that my soul has tried left but an aching void, Jesus has satisfied. Jesus is mine. Farewell, mortality, Jesus is mine. Welcome, eternity, Jesus is mine. Welcome, ye sons of rest, welcome, ye mansions blessed. God is His manifest, Jesus is mine. That's it. yeah. 135. It'd be harder to hold for us old people. 135. This is kind of unusual. I do want them on, but I don't want to turn all of you completely country. Jesus, keep me. How to start that? Wait a minute now. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream comes from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, thee my glory ever, till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed its beam around me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Thank you, Brother John. That's it. That's what we want to hear.
Don't know if I can do this one either. I wrote a song for Rachel years ago. And one day I had this poem and I wanted to put a tune to it. And nothing would fit it but Rachel's song. So I took her tune and put on this poem. And I call it Thy Kingdom Come. Oh, Jesus, my Savior, how I worship Thee, now and forever, through eternity. You will soon finish what You have begun, and I will be with Thee in Thy chosen one. May Thy kingdom come, Lord. May Thy will be done in heaven and earth and in everyone. The law will go forth from Zion, and then the Lord, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Oh, Jesus, my Savior, will you lead me on? For I would be lost if I were alone. Lead me and guide me, and give me thy light, or I will be lost in this earth's darkest night. Oh, my Savior Jesus, and my Father knows how long it will be until the church goes. Though it seemed to tarry, I'll do naught but wait. I know the Lord's kingdom will never be delayed. That's enough of that.
Brother John, thank you. A very doctrinally sound country gospel song. Really enjoyed that. We appreciate that. The songs in the night for March the 13th. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Satan, the adversary of the church, is strong and lion-like, vigilant and fully awake. As the apostle declares, he seeks to use every opportunity against us. He lies in wait, seeking to devour us. Although he is alert, he never approaches us with a roar, but creeps stealthily upon us in some unlooked-for place or time to devour us, to overcome us, to crush us out our spiritual life, and particularly to destroy our faith in God. As those who